So, back at it again, I hear.
Oh, my. Again and again and again. Who knows when we're going to be done, eh?
Right, right. So, I see there was some change to the bonding amount to for the city's drinking water plant.
Yes, it got shaved a little bit, and... as many things did, as I'm not on the bonding committee, so I don't know all of the details, but to arrive at and it's my understanding that there is an agreement between the Senate and House, on bonding. So if we can get a few other things agreed to, we're going to have a bonding bill, I guess. So, but, that the bonding bill being held up for some other things now, as you may have been advised.
Right, right. So, what are your thoughts on the kind of gridlock we're seeing in the Capitol? I suppose this isn't your first rodeo, and you've seen it many times before. But anything quite like this before?
Well, no, not really. I guess, in my estimation, it speaks to the times that we are in and the real divisiveness that we find among some in the on the political situation in our country. It usually boils down to are there enough of us that are that want to bring common sense to the table that will prevail? And I've always prided myself in common sense for the common good. I even had that as a campaign slogan some years ago. And just trying to project what I really truly believe. And but that's what, you know, there's so many good things. And a bonding bill is a jobs bill. And who doesn't want jobs, you know? So, and all of the projects that come with that. So, we'll know more Monday, obviously, and there's a likelihood, as I understand it, that we'll be back in August as well. So,
wow!
Oh yeah! This whole thing about the governor and his executive powers, and I don't know. Maybe it's my military background coming, you know, back, and I do find that as a Vietnam vet, I'm. You know, those things, some of that military training and everything and my experiences, they just come back. And, you know, if you don't have somebody in charge when you've got an emergency going on and something like we're facing, you can end up in chaos. And we don't have a plan on the books for the legislature to handle an emergency. That we've asked the governor and his executive authority to do that, and I can't imagine if we can't even agree on get a bonding bill passed, how in the heck are we gonna do anything with an emergency? So as a legislature, I'm talking, because that's what some people want, is for the House and the Senate to weigh in on all of these decisions that the governor's making, and I cannot imagine. We can't even pass a bill.
It's
ridiculous.
Laugh,
no, that's exactly what you should be doing. I hope and I trust you're laughing because I'm saying something that makes sense. It's funny in a way that we shouldn't be having to go through this. And but I think that's what the August special session will be about again. And there is some language proposed, and I just received that yesterday, about how the legislature may involve themselves in the executive decisions and with the governor. And it's still fairly convoluted, even, you know, and can we make decisions on a, you know, within a half a day's time or less, if we involve the House and the Senate with the governor? I don't know. That remains to be seen, but at least we have some things we're talking about in that regard, and not just demands to strip the governor of his executive powers, because you need a good sergeant leading the way in these situations. And Walls is a military; he's a veteran and a sergeant, so I trust him.
Well, anything else going on this week for you guys? Are you just waiting on Monday?
Pretty much waiting. There isn't anything in committees that I'm involved with at this point. I'm carrying as I did in all of the previous sessions, regular and special, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency policy bill, and that's still out there for passage, and no new hearings. It was passed unanimously out of committee already. So I don't really have anything going on except sit back and watch and listen, and once in a while get my two cents in that come on now, this is what do we do for the good of Minnesota kind of a thing, you know. So we'll know more in a few days for sure, Larissa. Hopefully for sure.
All right, John. Well, I don't think I have any other questions for you at this moment, but thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.